Good evening. Welcome along to another edition of The Score. Coming up on this week's programme, we'll have a preview of the Donegal Mini Stages Rally, which takes place on Saturday. We'll be speaking of the event PRO Kevin Glendenning. It's a big weekend in the Ulster Club Championship for Downings and Niamh Connell. We'll be hearing from both camps ahead of their ties at Breffni Park, the doubleheader which is taking place in Cavan on Sunday. Both matches involving Downings and Niamh Connell will be live here on Highland. Plus, we'll also be speaking to John Francis Dugan on being appointed the new Donegal League Oscar Trainer Manager. And it's with soccer we begin, and on the international front, despite nearing a return to action for Everton, Seamus Coleman hasn't been selected by manager Stephen Kenny for Ireland's final Euro 2024 qualifier against the Netherlands. The only game time Coleman has had in recent weeks has been with the Everton under-21s. The Donegal man has been out since May with a knee injury. Troy Parrott and Kevin Kelleher are both back in the squad, while James McLean will return to the Ireland setup for the New Zealand friendly, with the match set to be his 103rd and final cap for the Republic of Ireland, as he is set to retire at the end of the 2023 campaign. Ireland, of course, are away to the Netherlands in that last qualifier on November 18th before hosting New Zealand in a friendly 3 days later. Now, new Donegal League Oscar trainer manager John Francis Dugan says the loss of intermediate football is Donegal's gain, as he sets his plans out on building a squad. Final details on this year's competition have yet to be decided. However, it is expected that the Donegal Junior League will be in a three-team group with the Inishowen Football League and the Monaghan Cavan League. Cagey Rovers man Dugan has been telling Highland's Chris Ashmore that there is a high quality of player in the league.
What time did he go for the role? Probably the attraction of knowing that all the best players now and that's available to the Donegal League are playing in the Donegal League. Like with the Ulster Senior League gone, all I know that some of the players, the Cockhull players, went back to Inishowen, but like the quality that has drip fed back into the Donegal League in the last number of seasons has been immense from the Ulster Senior League, and it's a really attractive proposition there now to take on the Oscar trainer team. And it's a prestigious role at the best of times, but I think even more so now with the players that's available, well, potentially available, yeah. And the clubs that are back in the league. League's probably never at a higher profile than it has now because of what has happened in intermediate football in the county. But so it was really attractive proposition, and it's something that I threw me hat at, hoping I would get it, and was lucky enough that the committee selected me.
So very much a case of intermediates losses, juniors gain, and as you mentioned, you know, the likes of Letterkenny Rovers, Bonnygee United, Swilly, Fannad, well, they were back down already, but having not so long ago been in the Ulster Senior League. And then we have the Kilmacrenans of this world, the Cages, the Kildrums. So probably one of your biggest tasks is that selection headache's going to be there. So what's your plans now in terms of looking at players and training and sort of the pathway before you actually have a match?
Well, we're still a bit unsure as the whole layout of the competition. There's still discussions going on between the different committees. But what we do know is that ourselves and Inishowen are on it. We're still waiting on word on Cavan Monaghan. So we're not even sure how many games we have or when the games are. All we know is that we have to have games played between now, and our area games have to be finished before the end of January. So we're still unsure when the first game is. It could be pretty soon. So we don't have a great time scale in terms of preparation. It's not ideal. You'd probably rather another month, but that's the way that it's fallen. So what myself and the lad, the backroom team, we've kind of sat down, we've drawn up, like the three boys know the league inside out, know the players inside out, know the players that came down from the Ulster Senior League, know the clubs that was in the Ulster Senior League. So we know all the players in the league more or less inside out. We're watching them, playing against them, managing against them. So we've drawn up a kind of hit list, if you want, that we're going to target. and see. Now, not everybody may be available, but you know, we'll not leave a stone unturned anyway. That we're going to try and get the best players we can in. But as I said, the talent pool is off the chart at the minute there. So even if you can't get four or five names in your list, like in the next four or five that will be filling it, there's not even a drop off in quality. So.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about your backroom team.
The backroom team, now, I'd be pretty close with the three lads. I have Mark Forker, who's he's playing away with Cajou, and he has bags of experience. He was over at Hearts as a young fella, and he's played about Ireland. He's played in the North. He's, you know, great enthusiasm. He's a great man about the dressing room as well. Still a good player. He's probably hoping that he'll try and coax his way into the team somewhere. But James Doherty as well, Kilmacrenan, knows the league inside out, knows the players inside out, has been there, done it. Kilmacrenan have been the top dogs for the last number of years, and I think he's been a big factor in that. He's leading them there. He's helping manage them himself and Zola, you know, they've done a great job there for a couple of years. Christy Conahan's coming in as well. Christy is a tremendous player. He's a great brain for the game. He's back in with Letterkenny Rovers there now. He had a wee procedure done on the knee in the summer, and we thought that was unfinished. He left Cajou, but he's slowly getting back into it at Letterkenny Rovers there. So another great man about the dressing room and about the training pitch. And you know, even watching him when he was down at Cajou, you know, just the wee bits and pieces that he would pass on to the younger players, you know, the experience, it's invaluable. Like, so the three lads have a great way with them as well, and you know, they're three different clubs. They're watching different teams every weekend now because they're involved in games, so it's hard to get around and watch everybody. But with the three lads involved in different teams, they're seeing players every week, knowing what they're like playing against them. So it's good to have them there.
Now, for those people not familiar with the Oscar Trainer competition, in effect, it's an interleague competition. So you've got the cream of junior soccer from all over the country, different leagues being represented. It's a very difficult competition to win, but Donegal have a good record. I think it was 2016, they were in the semi-finals, quarter-finals 2019, and back in 1983, they beat the AUL League of Dublin, winning the trophy. And I was just looking up the team of that day, and I'm just going to read through the names because certainly older listeners, this is it was a who's who of Donegal soccer. Bernard Dowds, Packy Boyle, Declan McAteer, Phil Durning, Hugh Gallagher, Donica McNeilis, Liam Sweeney, Patsy McGlanahy, Donal McGee, Liam McLaughlin, Jerry Coyle, John Kelly, Pat Doohan, Dulty Sweeney, Lachlan O'Rourke, Owen Harkin, Declan Boner, and Sean Ferry. That was the team sheet of the day from the match programme. So you're in it to win it, I take it?
Well, look, I mean, you said there it's a hard competition to win. I think one of the hardest things is to get out of our area, because if you look at the record of the NHL League and the number of years before COVID put a stop to the competition, I mean, they were thereabouts nearly every year, and one or two years they weren't was when Raymond Shields and Brian Dorian actually took Donegal into the later stages. So I think it's unfortunate that what we do know is that the Ulster area only has one team coming out. The other provinces or the other areas have more than one team coming out. So it's unfortunate because and Anishon would probably, you know, be two of the stronger teams going in the past record of the last number of years in the country, but unfortunately something I'll have to give somewhere along the line. So,
well, that's going to be quite a game whenever it comes about, and as you say, whoever comes through that, you're not going to get many tougher a game than that. Time will tell. And finally, John Francis, how soon would you hope to get a group of the guys together for a sort of a first training session?
Well, again, I'm going to talk to some of the managers, because I want to talk to the managers first of the players that we have on the list. you know, just I want to reach out to them and talk to them about my plans for training and what we see that they'll be doing if they come into us, because I know I don't want to clash too much with teams themselves, because the standard in the league in the last number of years, as I said, has got really high. And I know now that the clubs themselves, their training sessions are of a high, high level. So I want the managers to understand that if they come into us as well during the week, that there's not going to be a drop-off, and that we're not going to be, you know, we're not going to be working independently from them. We'll try and see what their own players are doing at their own training, and then we'll tailor their training accordingly. So time frame, I would hope to start as soon as possible. Again, it could end up very rushed on us. I would hope that by the end of this week we have we know the makeup of the competition, and we'll have a kind of time scale of the games. It's just a wee bit up in air at the minute, but hopefully we'll get going sooner rather than later.
Cage Rovers man, John Francis Dugan, the new manager of the Donegal League Oscar trainer team. And the junior action here in Donegal actually starts tomorrow night, Friday, with two games on the schedule. In the Sunday Division 1, Laggan Harps will take on Convoy Arsenal. That's at Orchard Park in Convoy, kicking off at 7:30 tomorrow night. And at the same time in the Saturday Division 3, it's going to be Fannad United Reserves taking on Gweedore United Reserves tomorrow evening as well. There's of course full programmes of matches in the Donegal Junior League on Saturday and Sunday to take place as well. Some of the big games coming up this weekend in a battle for joint second in Division 1, KG Rovers are taking on Glencar Celtic. The leaders are Old Town Celtic, and they are away to Arranmore United on Saturday afternoon. Moving into Division 2, it's 2nd v 3rd with Dunluce Celtic playing host to Remelton Mariners. The leaders are Swilly Rovers. They go to Dermahal Celtic. And in Division 3 on Saturday, the leaders, Erin Wanderers, are on the road as they play 3rd place Bunnaghy United. Well, in the Premier Division on Sunday, Kildrum Tigers can go top of the division if they take victory on the road. They are playing KG Rovers. No game for Fannad, of course, this weekend. Elsewhere, 3rd place St Catharines are taking on Gweedore United. In Division 1, the joint leaders are both in action. Donegal Town go to Letterbarrow Celtic, and Letterkenny Rovers, who share top spot with Donegal, they will play host to Glenaie United. And in Division 2, the leaders Balbuffet United take on Drumkeen United, while 2nd place Lifford Celtic are up against White Strand United. Just some of the big games this weekend in the Donegal Junior League. There is of course a full programme taking place in Inishowen as well, and there's no doubt the tie of the weekend, and probably the tie in the entire Northwest, is in the Premier Division in Inishowen, with the joint leaders set to meet. It's a big derby tussle as well. Down at Castle Park, it's going to be Buncrana Hearts against Cockhill Celtic, as the top two in the Premier Division go head-to-head at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. The other three games in the top flight are Clonmany Shamrocks against Greencastle, Glengadge United play LA Celtic, and Alia take on Mavilles Celtic. There's also matches to be played across the other two divisions, Division 1 and Division 2. So, time for a commercial break here on The Score. You can join us for more after these. Welcome back to The Score on this Thursday evening here on Highland. We turn our attention now to Gaelic games, and it is of course a big weekend of action with a number of Northwest sides playing in Ulster competitions, and I suppose the feature matches here on Highland will be mainly focusing on Sunday, with Downings and Niamh Connell involved in a double header, which has taken place at Breffni Park in Cavan. And we're going to have both of those respective games live here from just after 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. The first game involves Downings, who find themselves back on the Ulster Trail. The newly crowned Donegal champions will open proceedings at Breffni, playing Cavan's Ballyhays in the last eight of the Intermediate Championship in Ulster. Downings, of course, tasted success at intermediate level last month here in the county for the very first time in 30 years when they beat Mallon in the decider. They have gradually worked their way up through the ranks in recent seasons in Donegal, and also played in the Ulster Junior Final in 2021, where they lost out to Monaghan side Den in the decider. Downing's manager is Kevin Cookie Gallagher. I spoke to him today. He said that they enjoyed their celebrations, but have been working hard since to try and get through what he expects to be a tough contest on Sunday. Well, Kevin Gallagher, it's time now to look forward to an Ulster campaign for Downing's, having tasted intermediate success. It was a first success, Kevin, for the club in 30 years at intermediate level, and I'm sure you enjoyed the couple of days after it, and you weren't long back down to knuckling down to things again after it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a long time coming, 30 years. Few days celebrating, all right, but with a few days off, we got back to it that Thursday evening, Ashton, so look at we. Full focus now in Ballyhays this last 2.5 weeks, so it's all good so far.
Yep. Did you just come through that final and the championship celebrations unscathed? How you fixed injury-wise and personnel-wise, Kevin?
We had a couple of wee niggles, Ashton, but Ronan Gallagher had an issue there. But look at these, it's cleared up now, so thankfully now we have to get Thursday night out of the way, but thankfully, touch wood so far, you don't know just last minute preps what you'll pick up, Ashton, but no, at the minute now everything's all okay.
Yeah, we'll just mention Ronan Gallagher, because obviously he was a key player for you through the campaign, and a lot of the ball went through him, so it'd be a key part of what you're taking into Ulster now, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly, Ashton. Ronan's been playing all year for us there, and look, it's a big part in what we do there at six, holding the middle, and look at even man marking jobs there on the occasion. But hopefully he comes through now tomorrow night. I think he'll be okay. We'll not push him too hard tomorrow night, Ashton, to make sure of that fact, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose the fact that you are away from home and having had an Ulster experience before, Kevin, because he's got, of course, to that Ulster Junior final. It's a different level of action, so it is when you enter a provincial stage of a competition. The way games are refed, at times there can be a lot more physicality on it. At times there can be a lot of stuff let go too, so there can. So it's a different sort of environment when you go to Ulster.
Exactly, Ashton. Look, we have a wee bit of experience there from 2 years, 2 years ago. Some class now from junior to intermediate, we're well aware of that. You don't know what any given day is going to bring in terms of all those things that you mentioned, you know, but yeah, you have to focus on the game in hand and don't get involved if you can. Look, I know there's a lot of issues there around referees and stuff. We'll just plan accordingly to what our own game plan is, and then hopefully all will work out well, you know.
Yep. Have you studied much of your opposition for Sunday?
We have, yeah. We've seen their intermediate final against Dan, and we have another game there with some clips of. But now look, they're going to be formidable opponents, Ashton. They've been in the last three intermediate finals in Cavan. Obviously lost the previous two. There wasn't much in it there against Dan. Good side. Very, very strong spine up the middle. The goalkeeper there, Gary O'Rourke, would have played him underage for Kevin. Good goalkeeper, good at getting his kickouts away. The full back there is a decent player, Owen Clark, very, very good footballer. They're number six. Aidan Waters, very, very accomplished player, good on the ball. And Evan Crowfell in the middle of the field, good left foot, dangerous from frees. Two Brady brothers then. Two Brady brothers up front, Michael and David at 11 and 14. Patrick Moore fella inside as well. Now look at they're formidable opponents, Division 1 and Cavan, and they're going to take a bit of beating. But look, it's where you want to be, Ashton, on the mid-November. I'm sure there's other managers there would swap up us now. So it's good to be there and good to be training and. Or second week in November.
Yeah, and just finally, Kevin, you mentioned there a number of names from the opposition, but listen, you're very formidable players as well, and there's been this year a lot of talk about your front three in Larkin Connor, Johnny McGruddy and Paddy McIlwee. Is it going to take those three guys firing on all cylinders at the weekend if yous are going to come through this tie?
Well, it'll certainly help, Ashton. It'll certainly help, but look at it. I suppose the boys get a lot of attention, a lot of praise there, and rightly so. But look, you mentioned Ronan there, Ronan Geller and Ashton Boyce and Shane in the middle of the field, Aaron McLafferty, Ben McNutt. You know, we feel that we have a strong spine to our team as well. Keelan McGruddy there. Dean McBride has come in this year like a duck to water into our defence and has kept us place the whole way through the year. Hugo Davis is back, you know. So look, at the boys, rightly so, take a lot of praise. But the other boys, without the other boys that I've mentioned there, Ashton, as well, you know, you're not going to get over the line, and we're going to need 18, 19 men again, maybe 20 men on Sunday afternoon come through 15, you know.
Yeah, and a boost as well to have Alan Pasoma back this year after that long term out with an injury. Kevin?
Exactly, Alan's a massive. I've actually forgot about him there. Alan plays a massive part in our team as well, and the role he plays. And look at from sitting in there protecting and then driving. He's excellent at driving forward as well on the ball and then giving and going. And Alan plays a massive part in what we do as well, both defensively and offensively. And yeah, great to have him back. Look, he missed the four group games, Oisin, and then come back in against Red Hughes, probably ahead of time. He got all clear to resume back in training and contact. And we were expecting him to be out for the year, but a massive, massive boost to us to have back there for the latter stages of the competition. And look at all bodies are needed at this stage of the year. But when you have quality like Alan coming back in, it's a big, big boost to any panel or team, you know.
Yeah, it certainly is. Listen, Kevin, thanks for taking the call, and we wish you and the team every success this weekend as you start your Ulster campaign against the Cavan champions.
Oisin, thanks. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Kevin Gallagher, manager of Downings, and there will, of course, be full live match coverage from that intermediate Ulster game between Downings and Ballyhays from 2:15 this coming Sunday. Brendan Kilcoyne will be joining me in the commentary position for that game, and it'll be brought to you in association with Boyce's Centre in Carrigart. Martin McHugh will then be swapping places with Brendan for the senior match, which will follow at Breffni Park as Niamh Connell take on Gouna at 4:30. Highland Motors have teamed up with us once again to provide coverage off that tie involving the Donegal champions, who are starting what they hope will be a lengthy run in Ulster. There is, of course, a semi-final spot up for grabs against either Glen or Carrigan in the next round of the competition. Niamh Connell are returning to Breffni some 13 years after their previous Ulster game at the Cavan venue. Back in that day in 2010, they lost the final to Armagh's Cross McGlen. Stephen McGrath, Anthony Thompson, Brendan McDyer, Leo McLoonan, John O'Malley all started that day, and they are expected to line out from the opening whistle once again on Sunday. The club will be hoping for a better result this time around, and current captain Alton Doherty has been telling me that their focus quickly turned to Ulster and the Gouna match after they took a seventh Donegal title. Well, Alton, it's good to talk to you, and welcome along to the airwaves of Highland. I suppose, first of all, how focused are you guys as a group now in Ulster?
Yeah, definitely, Oisin. I think just after the county final, we went back to training on Thursday and we really knuckled down, you know. The county final, that's over now. Our full focus now is on Sunday and going and hoping to get a good result.
Yeah, I suppose in reflection, just for a few moments on that county final, I think the way that the Juice guys played in the first half was probably the best passage of football throughout the entire championship that Niamh Connell showed this season. Would that be fair enough to say, Alton?
It definitely was. You know, I think in other championship games we were very slow starting. We were going down a couple of points in nearly every game, and we just put it to ourselves to go out and try to get build up a lead, and that's what we did in the first 20-25 minutes. As you said, was probably the best football we played all year, so hoping to continue that now on Sunday.
Yeah, was that one, the seventh title for the club, was it still as sweet for people involved in the club, the players, the management, and obviously the supporters and people that have been around the club a long time? These ones are so important to everybody involved in Niamh Connell.
It definitely is. Like, football's just our life, and for the people, the supporters all year, they give great support, and that's just what we live on. And every championship you win, it's a different feeling. You know, you enjoy everyone like it's your first, and that's just the way we go about it.
Yeah, you have to celebrate them when you have them, so you do. But you were very quick to get back down to training again. I'm sure Martin Regan was on these very quickly after it.
I think we went down Thursday for just a run, really, just to get the legs going and moving again, and then back at it then properly then at the week that Sunday. So full focus then was just went to Gouna, and you know, just looking forward to it now.
Yeah, before we mention Gouna, last year of course Ulster didn't work out the way that you wanted, losing to Carrigan on penalties, and a game in which you led going into the closing stages and extra and normal time, extra time, and then losing in penalties. Is that defeat was always still playing in the back of your head throughout the season, was it, Alton?
I suppose it kind of was, just due to the fact the way we lost it in penalties. Like, we that game won two or three times, we were 4 or 5 points up, but Carrigan is a good team they are. They just kept coming back, and once we went to penalties, then, you know, it was a lottery, really, and just to lose it that way was a tough pill to swallow, and just left a bad taste in the mouth, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you should be looking to make up for that now that this weekend. You have to go to Breffni Park in Cavan. I'm sure you boys don't mind where the game's going to be played, but what's the opposition going to be like? What do you know about Gaona?
I don't know too much about them. Just I've seen clips of the finals where they beat a good Kingscourt side. You know, they've good couple of players, the Maddens, the Bradys. They're all good footballers, like, and they carry the ball well, and they seem to go for goals a lot too, you know, and to know where the net is. So we're fully aware of the danger they bring to the game.
Yeah, will you have to remain at that level of where you were in the county final if you're going to get something out of Sunday's game?
Definitely. I think we nearly need to rise above it too, because, you know, there and up in Cavan, it's going to be a difficult place to play. They're well used to playing up there, so it has to go up another 10-15% maybe, just if we want to get over the line, I think.
In relation to the squad, obviously Owen McGettigan hasn't been available this year. He's very, very unlucky with injuries. But if you are going to have a good crack at Ulster this year, you need a clean bill of health. What's it like at the minute, Alton?
That's it. I think Owen's the only one who's been ruled out for the year. I think everyone else, it's the one year we've been lucky enough. We have the full squad. There's no injuries even after the final. I think everyone came out of it fresh. So that's massive. As you say, you need the panel of players going into this Ulster game now, because you don't know when you might pick up an injury and you need someone to come in, so a full panel is crucial to us.
Yeah. They've kind of lost an Ulster final to Cross McGlenn some 13 years ago, 2010, and that was in Breffni Park in Cavan. And your manager, Martin Regan, played on that occasion. What age were you back at that stage, Alton?
I would say 12, 13 maybe. I remember watching that game yet.
Yeah, but when you look at the team sheet, there's still quite a few boys from that day that are still running around with you as boys now.
Aye, you've the likes of Marty Boyle, Owen Wade, Andy Thompson, Leo, Brendy, the Brick, all them. Like, they're just absolute warriors, and they have the experience of playing in Ulster, and to have them still hanging around, it's a good lift for any younger player in the squad, and they can tell you about the experiences too, so it's good to have them on board. And of course, Regan himself having played in that final, and experience in Ulster is good for him too, as a manager.
Yeah, so what then? What's then, is it going to take then to progress in Ulster? Because if you can progress in Ulster, the big games are just going to keep coming. So they are. It's a different level of football when you get to provincial stage. There's a lot of other factors. It can be a lot more physical, as you guys know, having played Kilcoo in recent seasons as well. And then you have to factor in the officiating. And there's all these other factors maybe that we don't see that often in Donegal football.
Yeah, that's it. You don't know what you're going to come up against, you know, a referee decision, or just, you don't know how physical Gaona are. Like, I suppose we just have to really focus on ourselves, take one game at a time, and just, if we can just focus on ourselves, play a good game of football, we shouldn't be far away on Sunday and progress, hopefully.
So another big game on the way for Niamh Connell. That's their captain, Alton Doherty. So let's just run through those Ulster fixtures for the North West sides this coming weekend. It starts on Saturday with the Hurling Junior Club Championship. St Eunan's, the beaten finalist at senior level, of course won their opening match last weekend. They are back in action against Swatra of Derry in the semi-final stage. This match has been played at Owen Rua and Dungannon on Saturday. It starts at 2 o'clock. We'll have updates from the tie with Dara Boner of the Donegal News on Saturday afternoon. The other two games to be played on Saturday involving North West sides are on the football front. In the Intermediate Club Championship, Tyrone winners Pomeroy are playing St Patrick's Coolhanna from Armagh in the first game at Hayley Park, starts at 5 o'clock. The second match at the OMA venue is at 7:15, and it's the opening senior quarterfinal for the weekend with Trillick, the Tyrone champions, playing off against Cross McGlenn of Armagh. Moving on to Sunday, and the first senior club championship match to be played on Sunday will be at 3 o'clock with Glen, the Derry champions, up against Carrigan of Antrim. At 3:15 in Uri, Kilcoo will meet Scotstown of Monaghan, and then in our previews you just heard, Gaona against Niamh Connell at 4:30 at Breffni Park in Cavan. That's the second of two games at Breffni. The first is Ballyhays against Downings, which is 2:15, and that's the last of the Intermediate Club Championship games to start, because the other two games have earlier starts. At Celtic Park in Derry at 12:45, it's going to be Glenullan of Derry against Conn McGee's of Antrim, and in Park Eslar in Uri at 1 o'clock it's going to be Leitrim of Down up against Killarney of Monaghan. In the Ulster Ladies Minor Football Club Championship quarter-final this coming Sunday, Dunlower playing host to St Enda's of Oma, the Tyrone champions, and that one's down at Ross's Park, and Dunlow throws in at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And just staying with ladies, the Donegal LGFA will hold their award ceremony this coming Friday evening in the Villarosa Hotel in Ballybuffet. The Player of the Year awards will be handed out, including the winner of the senior category. The three nominees this year are Shauna McFadden of St Eunan's, Karen Guthrie of Glenfinn, and Michaela Breslin of St Noz. While the three nominations in the Club Volunteer of the Year are Mary McDevitt of Dunloe, Joanna McDermott from the Padraig Clifford, and Adrian McGettigan of Termin. There's a full programme of under 21 action to be played here in Donegal this weekend in the different levels of A right through to C. But the action is going to start on Friday night with the opening two matches. Sean McCools are playing Niamh Connell in Group B of the A Championship at 8 o'clock. And in the Group B of the under 21B, it's our Dragon Spurt at 8 o'clock on Friday night as well. Other games will be played Saturday and Sunday. As we go for another commercial break, motorsports on the way after these. Welcome back to the final section of The Score. The Donegal Harvest Money Stages Rally is taking place this weekend. The event on Saturday will be based around the Clohanilly area, and the entry list is making for impressive reading. Donegal International Rally winner Callum Devine, along with Declan Boyle, Eamon Kelly, Michael Boyle and Desi Henry are the top five seeds. The top 10 entries are made up of Jason Mitchell, Joseph McGonigal, Stuart Darcy, Kevin Gallagher and Kevin Eaves. Saturday's rally will take on a mini-stage format with two stages done three times. And we will have coverage here on Highland from the event this coming Saturday with the first of the reports on air after the 11 o'clock news. And Chris Ashmore will be reporting in association with Rorty's Garage. Well, this week I've been getting the lowdown on the Harvest mini-stages rally with event PRO Kevin Glendenning. So it's rally time once again in Donegal. This weekend, the Donegal Harvest Money Stages Rally is taking place, being based out of Gortahork, and to look forward to the event. We're now joined by the PRO of the event. He's also the PRO of the International Rally in June, and he's the host of the very, very popular Crunching Gears podcast. Kevin Glendenning, welcome along to the airwaves of Highland Radio once again.
Ocean, pleasure to join you.
Listen, Kevin, this event has taken place this year. Of course, it was scheduled to be held last year, but following the Chrysler tragedy, the event was put back by 12 months. But it's an area down that part of the county that very much is a big interest in the sport.
Huge interest down there, you know, like the guys down there took this event on board. They took it on last year. They had set up an absolutely top class event last year. And, you know, as you say, unfortunately, the Chrysler tragedy put paid to that on leave of the rally. But Father John Joe was at the launch there on Bank Holiday Monday, and he spoke so highly of the spirit of the generosity of the club and, how much respect all the competitors showed last year. They all left, they all travelled to all parts of the country very respectfully and very quietly last year. They just go on with their business, didn't cause any, problems with the emergency services coming into the area and one thing or another. They just went about their business very quietly, left, and the generosity of everybody involved, they just done what had to be done, and then if never things needed to be done at a later stage, the motor club was there once again helping out in any way, shape or form. So they have to be applauded for the amount of work they put in behind the scenes, and it probably at the time probably went a wee bit on notice, but it was well noticed by Father John Joe.
Yeah, the Harvest Rally, as we know, is a national event, and it's been held every October, but it wasn't sanctioned by Motorsport Ireland this year, and it was made into a mini stages and was knocked back about a month and a half to a month's time and into November. But the motor club behind the scenes have done a lot of work to get this event up to the level where it's at, because it's not just a mini stages, is it, Kevin?
No, yeah, exactly, yeah. Many stages should normally run like a two-wheel drive only event, but with the corporation of Motorsport Ireland, Donegal Motor Club, and a lot of work to get to be allowed to run the four-wheel drive, the R5 cars as well too, as part of the rally too, which they felt was vital to make this the success it was due. That was the way the rally was supposed to run last year, and I suppose the agreement was they were allowed to run the R5 cars, but still stick to the mini stage format, which is a 6-stage event rather than 9 stages. But still be a really good day's rallying for everybody there involved. There's 2 stages done 3 times, so plenty of time, plenty of chance to see the cars in action, and there'll be plenty of, you can get in the service area is in the secondary school there in Fulcara, they're going to visit that there three times. I think they're due there at 8:30, then again roughly about 10:30, and then roughly about 12:45 or so, and then back then to the Chabilly then for 3:00 for the ramp. So plenty of chances to see the cars and round service, and then at the finish, but also the stages as well too. Two really good stages in the Gortahort and Funachy area. Easy access to them, all the maps, entry lists, etc. is in the official programmes, which is in most of the shops there locally as well, and in the Dry Arch there in Letterkenny as well too. Full list of stocks on the Donegal Harvest Facebook page. So loads of opportunities there to see where the cars is, meet the stars, and the great thing about rallying is it's so accessible. You can go up and chat to any of the guys from car 1 to car 101, you know, and they'll all take time and explain what they're doing and all that. So, you know, don't be scared. Go up and say hello and, you know, have a look around the cars.
Yeah. Well, you also, Kevin, be sitting in the ditches taking photographs. Mm-hmm. So you do. What can the competitors and the spectators expect from these two stages that will be run three times on Saturday?
Yeah, there is a really good challenge in stages. You know, they're kind of parts of, you know, Donegal Classic stages, Cashel na Gore and Portlake. That's, you know, parts of them stages are being used. And that's, you know, that's two names that will strike, you know, the fear and, you know, the bring the smiles to the competitors. You know, they are classic stages. You know, there's jumps, there's bumps, there's tight hairpins. They're everything you could want on a rally stage. And the two stages are in top class conditions. Tony Boyle, the COC for the event, has picked two really good challenging stages. And the feedback so far from the competitors has been so positive. It's great to see it.
We talked about it a short time ago there, but Motorsport Ireland allowed you to open up this event to R5 cars, but it was open to, I suppose, drivers and competitors who have a grade of car that is R5 level, but they have to be Donegal Motor Club members as well. This is a Donegal Motor Club members only event. And when you look at the entry list, there's a heck of a lot of very, very impressive and talented drivers that's involved with Donegal Motor Club, Kevin.
Ocean, absolutely. You know, this is a real credit to the members of the Donegal Motor Club. Like 115 starters, and that's all just coming from in, you know, the confines of, you know, Donegal Motor Club. I don't think there'd be another motor club in the whole country that could bring together this an entry of this level. And not just like there's a quantity there, but there's also quality. You know, the top 10, 15, you could go anywhere in the country and them guys will be, you know, in the fight for either overall honours or in their class as well too. And in the last 24 hours, Motorsport Ireland has opened up the event as well now, that all our competitors from outside the club or outside Donegal Motor Club can now enter as well too. So, you know, it could maybe be too late, but we may get another few entries as well too, which will just top it off nicely.
Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan are going to have number one in their car. Obviously, they won in Donegal during the summer. They won the Tarmac Series. Were just pipped in the National Series by Josh Moffat last weekend or two weekends ago now at this stage, down at the Fastnet Rally. But Callum will be looking to end his year in Donegal with another one, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And he's also defending Harvest winner as well. He won the event back in 21, and it was in Donegal Town there. So he no doubt will be back to defend his crown. Like, Callum's had an exceptional year. Since Easter, he has nearly won everything that he has entered. Like, he's either been first or second, and just an unbelievable season. Himself and Noel have gelled with the polo, and, you know, going to be hard beat this weekend, but yeah, we all know that rallying, it's never over till it's over.
Yeah, Declan Boyle, Eamon Kelly, Michael Boyle, Desi Henry, Jason Mitchell, they're the top six. I'm looking forward to seeing what Eamon Kelly's like in his home stages, because he hasn't had the opportunity over the last number of years to do so, given that he's been away, of course, in the international scene. So he has, but Eamon, obviously son of Donna, but Eamon will be looking to make a name now in the coming years in his own right.
Oh, here, without a doubt. Eamon has been competing in the Junior World Rally Championship this year and has, you know, has starred in that series as well too. So, you know, absolutely, Eamon will, and I have no doubts in my mind, he is a star of the future. And, you know, like, as well, you know, you mentioned there, like, he's the son of Donna. The amount of father and some combinations is doing this rally this year. You know, you have Eamon and Donna, you have, you know, Declan and Michael Boyle. You know, there's a few more right down throughout the whole field. And, you know, that's probably a great thing about rallying, is that, you know, the father and son can both compete and, you know, hand down the experience and, you know, seeing how the young fella develops over the years. you know, the what is it, the master and the apprentice kind of thing.
As for the modified, the entertainers, we can't forget about them. Kevin Eaves, Declan Gallagher, Mark Alcorn, John Boner, just to start things off. Where do you go about trying to even pick a winner amongst the modified category, the two-wheel drive? Yeah,
you don't. You throw a dart, I think. And, you know, you forgot one of the most important ones there as well, too, Kevin Gallagher. You know, Egg, yeah, and the Darien. Like, you know, what can we say about, you know, that hasn't already been said about Kevin. He has got that Darien dialed in, and it just really seems to suit his style. The pace he shows in Donegal and June, but anywhere in the country that Kevin goes to, he is so competitive. So, you know, if I had to pick a winner, I think I'd probably be looking towards Kevin. But, you know, there's Kevin Eaves, as you say, Declan Gallagher, Mark Alcorn, another man that goes hard as well too. And then, you know, a late entry there, Gary Kiernan. Gary's one of those guys. If he's in the groove on Saturday morning, he'll not be too far away either.
Listen, there's going to be a lot of local drivers who are going to be battling it out, and they're going to have fascinating battles throughout the day in their various categories, right down through the field. I don't want to put any sort of pressure on this young man's shoulders, but there is a young guy called Kevin McLaughlin. There's E. Gallagher on board, car number 18, a first time in an R5 Hyundai, and he's down in his home patch as well. He's from that part of the county, and we know that Kevin, particularly in a Civic, has been a very, very talented driver, and he's got bucket loads of talent, and there'll be quite a few watching to see how he fares out on Saturday.
Oh, here, absolutely. You know, you just said there, Kevin is exceptionally fast, you know, and he's Civic, and his whole community got behind him last year, got in this deal together to get the Hyundai hired out for the harvest last year, and there was such buzz and such excitement about that. And, you know, fair play to everybody involved. Whenever they heard that the harvest was back again this year, each and every one of them put their hand back in their pocket again to make this deal happen once again this year. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how Kevin gets on. As you say, local guy, local stages, you know, top five would be a fantastic result for him. So, yeah, I definitely think his times is going to be worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah, we'll keep a close eye on it. Just in relation to the event itself, Kevin, it was a round of the National. It's rotated every second year. A ticket will be moved back to its original October date next year. We'll move to nine stages and be back as a National Championship event.
Yeah, that's the plan. Anyway, you know, the National Championship, sanctioned by Motorsport Ireland, that now runs a 2-year rotational calendar. And just with the way things happened this year, it originally wasn't, as you said earlier, a part of the plan. But they, you know, they granted us the license to let them run this year. But yeah, it'll be back next year as the full nine stages, full national round next year. And a different part of the county, it keeps moving around the county, that, you know, it gives everybody a fair crack at the whoop. And it, you know, look at the amount of hotel beds, etc. It's full this weekend. You know, you'll not get a hotel or a restaurant in that area. I think it's spread out now, even there at Kenny's full this weekend because of the rally. So, you know, it's the economic benefits that the rally brings as well too. So next year, it'll be another part of the county will get the benefit of that as well.
Okay, spectators will be asked, as always, to observe the instructions from marshals and to keep safe on the roads this weekend. Just before we finish, Kevin, once again, the start time and the finish time.
Yeah, I'll be leaving the secondary school for Cara at 8:30 and then due back at Chaff Valley at round about 3:00 on Saturday afternoon.
Finally, pick a winner.
Callum Devine, I think. You know, Callum has been so good all year. So, yeah, I think I'll put my hat on Callum.
Kevin Glendinning, looking forward to what will be a busy day of rally action on Saturday. There's a number of Northwest fighters in action this weekend at the National Boxing Elite Championship Finals, which have been held in the National Stadium on Dublin. Semi-final night is a Friday. Jude Galler of Two Castles in Newton Stewart is up against Dylan Eagleson of St. Paul's. That is in the semi-final of the featherweight 57kg category. And in the light middleweight 80kg semi-final, Matthew McColl of Elias Golden Gloves will fight Eugene McKeever of Holy Family. The winners of those matches and all the semi-finals on Friday will go through to the finals evening on Saturday. Chairman of the Donegal Boxing Board is, of course, Peter O'Donnell. He will be the MC for the evening on Saturday on finals night. Hopefully, there'll be three boxers from the Northwest involved. There's already one man that's definitely straight through to a final. That is Rafo's Danny Duffy, and he's in the bantamweight final on Saturday, and he's taking on Corkman Oisin Worsencroft with Jude Gallagher and Matthew McCall, fingers crossed, hopefully progressing to finals on Saturday as well. It is a busy weekend for boxing because on Sunday evening, Deal College in Raphoe will host Raphoe Boxing Club's 35th anniversary tournament. There's going to be 12 top contests on the programme, and the first bell there will go at 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening. In athletics, there's 8 Donegal athletes set to compete at the British and Irish Masters Cross Country Championships, which are taking place at Toll Cross Park in Glasgow on Saturday. Natasha Adams and Kieran McGonigal off Letterkenny AC, Teresa Doherty, Katrina Devine, Kay Byrne and John Joe Doherty of Finn Valley, while Noreen Boner will be on the reserve list. And then it shows Park McKinney and Milford's Martin Kerr are also set for action. And there's a big crowd expected as well on Sunday and around the Finn Valley area as Finn Valley AC host their Remembrance 10K taking place on Sunday. Hopefully they'll get good weather for that. Finally, just running through the rugby fixtures for this coming weekend, All-Ireland League Division 2C. Oma are looking for their third one of the competition. So far, 2-1s, 2 defeats. Oma on the road against Clonmel. In Ulster Championship, One City of Derry are playing host to Dromore. And in Provincial Regional North, Inishowen have a home tie as well as they welcome the seconds of Letterkenny. And that's it from the Score programme for tonight. If you missed any of the show, you will of course be able to recap in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Until the next time, from me, Oisin Kelly, have a very good evening.